This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can join us here via our toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is an animal house in here tonight. We've got the studio beast and a studio kitty, I think for the first time. I don't know if we've ever had as many animals in the Free Talk Live studio as we do here tonight.
First time I've heard you call it Jazzy the Studio Beast.
Yes, that is her name from a long time ago.
I've heard the Studio Dog or Doge, but never Beast.
Well, so Jazzy was the first Studio Beast, and then there was Ravage after that, who was a kitty. And so there's been different Studio Beasts over time. But anyway, so we're here. It's Ian and Cody and Johnson in the studio with you tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind. There's some interesting news headlines, including the Satanic Temple. Once again, back at it. They are always doing interesting trolling, the Satanic Temple. How many of them are actual Satanists? I don't know.
It's hard to say.
It doesn't seem like they are Satanists. It seems like they are, you know, really brilliant atheists who are brilliantly suing and trolling various different city and state governments around the country because, well, essentially it's super easy to get people who are, let's say, of a Christian belief system to lash out against anything calling themselves the Church of Satan or the Satanic Temple or whatever. And so the people that are within government who want to, you know, suppress this religion are doing their best to do that. And so the Satanic Temple has been denied, for instance, access to the, I believe it was the Oklahoma State House, where there was a Ten Commandments monument outside of the State House. They wanted to have their equal access, and this was kind of when they first really kind of, in, at least to my mind, that was the first time they really kind of hit the news scene.
So it was really cool because, you know, if you're going to not do the separation of church and state thing, well, you might as well be all-inclusive, you know? Let's not just have Christianity. If you're going to have Christianity, let's go with something else as well.
And, that's the idea.
From everything I can tell from the Satanic Church, they seem to be way more with it than a lot of the rhetoric that comes from the Christians these days.
Now, when you say way more with it, what do you mean?
Just like a live and let live type of attitude. None of this guilt-based, fire and brimstone, you know, God's going to punish you type of crap.
Well, of course not. They're like, the Satanic Temple.
The Satanic Temple is pretty into the golden rule from what I've read.
Well, yeah, I mean, so there's different types of Satanism out there, right? Like, there's the, we're going to sacrifice a goat or human being on an altar in the deep woods or something like that.
The Bohemian Grove style Satanism.
And then there's the kind of Satanism, which is like, what is it, Levian Satanism, I guess?
Antoine LaVey, I believe his name is, yep.
Who wrote more of like a humanistic kind of Satanism, a book about that.
Yeah.
And then now there's the Satanic Temple, which I pretty sure many of them would probably describe themselves as humanists or atheists.
Or individualists. I think a lot of them are pretty much individualist, from what I've seen anyways.
Yeah, so they're an interesting crew of folks, and they're really good at stirring it up. So it's not just the Oklahoma State Capitol where they have gone in and they've said, hey, you know, this is our right. You can't just give a statue to one religion over others. You can't do that.
Yeah. Haven't they in the past petitioned to get In God We Trust, like, off the dollar and, you know, stuff like that?
I don't know.
Or maybe they haven't really done anything about it, but I have heard an interview with Antoine LaVey, and he definitely made that opinion.
He's not involved with the Satanic Temple. I don't know. Is he still alive?
I think that's the guy I heard on a recent interview. I mean, I'd have to look it up, but
he was with
the Satanic Church, for sure.
Okay, so these are the Satanic Temple. I don't know if the Satanic Church, that may be a different organization.
Well, I mean, whatever it may, I don't really know enough about
Lucian
it.
Lucian Graves is normally the temple spokesperson.
No, that was the guy I'm thinking of.
In this case.
That was the guy I was thinking of.
So, like, I've, I mean, besides writing the Satanic Bible, I've never heard of anything else about Anton LaVey. Like, I've never heard him doing anything recently. Not that I follow, you know, I obviously don't follow his career.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about Lucian. That's right. Yeah.
So then also, one of the more recent stories about the Satanic Temple was they were trolling the school system down in Florida, where there was like a club that was allowed on campus. Like a religious club of some sort. Hmm. And so they're like, well, we're going to have the Satanic Club. And so they started that up. And
cool.
They have a Satan's coloring book or a Satanic Temple coloring book that they are distributing in certain Florida schools where there's a religious, a Christian, you know, fundamentalist religious group that's also distributing coloring books. So they're totally coming in. And
I would love to pick that up.
There's actually a PDF version online.
I'd love to pick that up.
You could totally print your own.
You know, just coloring inside the lines of Baphomet or whatever.
Something like that.
I would love that.
It was pretty funny. We actually looked at it one night here on Free Talk Live.
Angramanyu, whatever.
Yes, that's right. What was it? The Temple of Angramanyu?
Whatever it is.
So they've been just, you know, doing an amazing job of really holding the state to its own supposed rules. And I appreciate them for doing that. The Satanic Temple is now going to be opening the doors on the organization's international headquarters. So I guess until now they haven't had one, or maybe it's sort of been, you know, in different places. But now they're going to be nailing down and paying the rent. Maybe they're buying the place. I'm not sure about that. But it's going to be in, of all places, Salem, Massachusetts.
Perfect.
Yes, that's right. They're going to be opening their doors on Friday. This story published today in the Boston Globe. But pitchfork-wielding mobs protesting the move seem unlikely as the fire and brimstone theology of the Puritans who once populated the city has given way to a live-and-let-live attitude in present-day Salem. Less than a mile from Gallows Hill, the notorious spot where villagers executed more than a dozen people accused of witchcraft in the 1690s, an 1882 Victorian on Bridge Street will serve as the Satanic Temple's first physical headquarters, according to Lucian Greaves, who is the temple's spokesperson. Quote, the history of Salem is also part of the history of Satanism, said Greaves. I feel that Salem is very appropriate, is a very appropriate place for this temple. He said the Satanic Temple building, which is zoned as an art gallery, will open to the public with art installations, lectures, and film screenings, said Greaves, who is a Cambridge resident. Those expecting the kind of demonic scenes portrayed in Roman Polanski's 1968 film Rosemary's Baby will likely find themselves disappointed.
I wonder if they're screening the Blair Witch Project there.
Now, didn't they remake Blair Witch?
No idea.
Yes,
I believe
recently.
It's like in theaters now.
Is it a remake or is it like a sequel?
I don't know. The title is Blair Witch. You know how they are with these sequels and reboots. I mean, if just by looking at it, you can't tell. You know, if it were a sequel, you know, in the old days, it'd be like Blair Witch 3 or however many of them they have.
Yeah.
I don't honestly know how many Blair Witches there have been. I remember going to the first Blair Witch in Sarasota, Florida, way back when, you know, there was all the buzz around it.
There was a big buzz.
Yeah.
Did we see that? We might have seen that one together.
We might have. It was in the Burns Court Cinemas down in Sarasota, sort of an independent theater. Anyway, we'll get back into what's going on with the Satanic Temple. About ready to swing open the doors on their international headquarters in Salem, Massachusetts. If you want to comment, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got Jeremy. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey. I wanted to talk about how the limits for DUI has been lowered over the years, and how they basically just created a new class of criminals by doing
correct.
That.
Yeah,
there were times where
it didn't used to be .08, right? It was like something higher than that.
What did it used to be?
I think some states limit is like 1.2.
Okay. Into the realm of actually having a buzz, maybe.
You mean .12? I've heard maybe .16, but yeah, I guess it would probably vary by state.
Yeah, and by doing that, you know, they've created a whole new class of criminals, and...
They what? I'm sorry, you know, it sounds like you were talking off your phone there for a moment. I couldn't make out what you said.
Oh, I said by consistently lowering it, they're just creating a new class of criminals.
Yeah, I mean, half of these people, you know, like, look, that, as far as I'm concerned, some people are good at driving drunk. and they should get a whole different number. It's all arbitrary. And that field sobriety test is crap anyways. Who can say the alphabet backwards sober? I can't do it.
I don't know if you had more, Jeremy.
What do you want me to try and do long division while I'm drunk? I mean, you might as well. It's ridiculous.
Hold that thought here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What should the rules be?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here. here. Bring up what you want. Coming up, more on the Satanic Temple opening up the doors to their first physical headquarters in Salem, Massachusetts, of all places. In the studio here in Keene, New Hampshire, with you tonight, it's Ian
and Cody
and Johnson.
I'm going to go back to your calls and thoughts here in moments. Chloe is the kitty. If people are watching on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, you can probably see Chloe. Let's go back to Jeremy, though. He's in Virginia. And, Jeremy, you were calling about DUI and how that the state lowering the the amount of alcohol or the blood alcohol content, lowering that amount over the years has basically just included more and more people in the class of so-called criminals. And that's a problem to you, right?
What they should do is they should just have a thing where if you're drunk or elderly or whatever the case may be, you put a little yellow strobe light on top of your car. And then people know to avoid you.
It's actually a pretty good idea. So would you say that people should be allowed to drive while drunk?
It depends on how they're driving. I think they should be allowed to drive so long as they stay in their lines and, if you're not driving recklessly, I think that's the main problem.
That's what it is. Either you're driving recklessly or you're not. That's really all it boils down to.
The unfortunate thing is that, you guys keep spreading these lies about, see, my friend James, he actually doesn't have 3 DUIs. He has 5. And he's gone. I know this guy, and he has, 5 DUIs. And the problem is that, one time he drove through a school parking lot, and he ran over some kids. I don't know how he got that expunged, but hopefully he'll call in to dispute that.
To clear all that up. Thank you, Jeremy, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's referring to a frequent caller there. Somebody new to the show would have no idea what he's talking about, who his friend was. He's referring to a frequent caller of the show who insists that he only has 1 DUI,
but I can find at least three.
In his area. So, maybe that caller there was correct. Maybe the person in question actually has more than 3. But since I was only searching his home area, I mean, he could have picked up a DUI in New Mexico or Texas or something like that when he was driving somewhere else. So, who knows?
I mean, how often do people get real drunk, end up in Mexico, not remember why?
And ultimately, I don't care. The only reason we ever even talk about it is because he's called in and has threatened some of the host's lives on this show. So, anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Should you wish to join us, the Satanic Temple building is about ready to open its doors this week on Friday. I bet they're going to have a little...
Wait, you just said, should you wish to join us?
I didn't really put a pause between those sentences. It was another sentence. It was, should you wish to join us on the phones?
Not at the Satanic Temple. It sounded like you were planning on taking a trip.
Well, no, actually, it probably would be pretty fun to go down. I know the Satanic people from the Satanic Temple know how to throw a good party.
I wonder if they base it off of, Catholic Church-style, design,
It's just an old New England house.
They're not, stained glass windows and a big upside.
Not yet.
It doesn't even look churchy at all.
It looks like any house you'd see in this neighborhood or any New England
town. It might be
a haunted house.
It's got kind of spooky-looking windows there.
It's in Salem, so...
It apparently was an art gallery, and I guess they're going to continue it as sort of an art gallery. They're going to have film screenings, art installations, lectures, according to Lucian Greaves, who is the Satanic Temple's spokesperson. Dating back centuries, Satanism has been misunderstood by wide swaths of American society, said Greaves. Satanists do not worship an antichrist or any other deity. Rather, Satanism preaches independent thought and using evidence-based science as a basis for understanding the world, and views Satan as a literary figure representing an eternal struggle against authoritarianism.
Cool.
And, from that perspective... I really don't have much to disagree with them on that. The Satanic Temple currently has about 40,000 members nationwide, said Greaves. Chapters have engaged in a number of campaigns supporting causes such as separation of church and state, as well as free speech. Then they go into some brief history behind the Satanic Temple. I'm interested in hearing, what are they going to be doing when they open this place up? I remember they had an event I forget which town it was. I don't know if it was Detroit, but they were going to have an event where I think it was going to be some sort of satanic ritual that they were going to perform. Not like a sacrifice.
Like
yeah, I don't remember what it was, but some sort of satanic invocation or something like that. And then there was going to be some sort of party that went along with it. And they wanted to make sure that the ultra-religious crowd didn't go and, like, crash their party and wasn't able to find the location of the party. Hmm. So what they did was they announced a location, and then when people showed up at that location, there was somebody sitting there at a desk or wherever. You know, there was somebody there who informed people that he would give you the actual location of the party if you sold your soul to Satan.
Oh,
so
nice.
You had to sign a piece of paper, and like, I don't know if it had to be in blood or anything like that, but I think you just had to sign some sort of an agreement saying that, you know, you would sell your soul to Satan, and then they would give you the actual address for where the real party was.
That is a great way to get into a party.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
This is going to be big for tourism, right? Like, the tourists love coming to Salem, Massachusetts to go on... Because I've been to Salem before, and they have, like, this creepy wax museum.
So the creepy vibe,
and
they do.
There's, like, a ghost ride or whatever, where you, ride in a bus, and then you search for ghosts or whatever. I didn't do it. It seemed kind of
silly. But they're
totally
marketing the whole...
Yeah,
demonic
so it
thing.
Would be the perfect play. I mean, I don't know if they did this on purpose, but I predict that a lot of tourists will be like, ooh, can't wait to bring my kids to see what Satanism is all about.
I don't know about that. It's probably going
to... Gee, family, I don't know where we're going to go. Are we going to go to the new Noah's Ark, or are we going to go to the Satanic Temple? I don't know.
It would seem that it would likely attract more of the esoteric crowd to me. But, I did find myself wondering, would I sign that statement? Like the because I do have religion. I don't believe in Satan and, you know, hell and things like that. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to sell myself to anybody, whether it's a, you know, imaginary being or a group of people
but
or whatever.
Yourself.
And what if you'd cross your fingers while you signed it? Would that, you know, get you out of the actual?
Who knows? I think hell was created by the church.
Sure.
So
keep people in line.
For me, I think, you know, selling my soul to Satan is really just a big middle finger to the church.
Hmm.
I'm not really worried about.
I'd have been interested to see what the actual text of it was.
Yeah.
So the toll-free number tonight, should you want to join us on the air, 855-450-FREE. Members of the Satanic Temple caused controversy in Oklahoma City when they unsuccessfully lobbied for a bronze statue of Baphomet, a winged figure with a head of a goat and a body of a human, to be displayed next to a Ten Commandments monument on state capitol grounds. The Ten Commandments statue was removed after the state Supreme Court last year ruled a religious sculpture cannot be displayed on government property. Well, that's interesting. I hadn't seen that update in that case. Because last I'd heard about the monument of the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma City was when a religious guy went nuts and actually rammed his car into it, basically damaging it pretty severely, from what I understood. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Join.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How would you like to save 10, 20, 15%, somewhere in that range, easily on anything you want to purchase from Amazon? Well, all you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com and have Bitcoin. So that's the catch. You have to have Bitcoin in order to get the tremendous savings that are available to you when you purchase through Amazon. The way you do it is you go to saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, and then you just import an Amazon wish list into Save It Purse, and then you get to select your discount. So you want 15% off, it'll probably get ordered for you the same day. If you want to go up to like 25%, it might take you a couple days to get the thing ordered for you. But basically, you're bidding in a marketplace of people who are willing to pay quite a premium to purchase your Bitcoin from you. So that's how it works. You can learn more. Watch the quick video that they've got over there at Save It Purse, saveatpurse.com. I'm a huge fan and a frequent user of Save It Purse. I've been using it for more than or almost 2 years of my life and have saved well over $1,000 on the purchases that I would have paid full price for. But thankfully, I've got Bitcoin. So this is a great reason to actually get some Bitcoin, which we can tell you how to do coming up here in moments. You can join us as well, 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
So we're discussing the Satanic Temple. Just an absolutely interesting group of people who's been doing a great job of just trolling hard. Trolling the state, trolling the organized religions. And I really appreciate the work that they've been doing. They caused some controversy initially way back in Oklahoma City, like a few years, maybe several years ago at this point, 4 or 5 years, where they tried to get a bronze statue of Baphomet into the state capitol there. Ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled that any religious sculpture cannot be displayed on government property. So the Ten Commandments statue that was there was taken down. And that's, of course, why the Satanic Temple even came in there. They wouldn't have come in asking for a statue of Baphomet had there not already been a statue of the Ten Commandments that was there.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know,
what are they doing outside of the court with the Ten Commandments anyways?
What are who doing outside of a court? Oh no, this was the state house. This was the state house.
Oh, I thought it was outside of the court.
Nope. Okay. But either way.
Either way.
Some state representative at some point, you know, passed some sort of resolution or law that authorized the...
Do you see the irony in that, though? Thou shall not kill or steal, and they're going to put that on government property?
Right.
Like, isn't
stealing,
that kind of how you exist?
Right. What you're saying is the government exists because of stealing.
Yeah.
Because of extortion, where they threaten violence against all of us if we don't pay them the extraction that they want. So it's a totally ironic thing. And so, again, the Satanic Temple, they're not the ones shoving their religion down anyone's throat. They only show up in towns and cities and states where the state is granting some religious entity, usually some old organized religion, where they're granting them some sort of privilege. And that's what, you know, now that will summon the Satanic Temple. So if you are a religious organization and you don't like having Satanists in your town, well, then what you should do is just keep to yourself.
Yep.
You know, have your church, invite people to your church, but stop trying to push your church down onto, you know, basically the state apparatus.
Yeah.
Because that is going to attract the Satanists to your town, basically.
I mean, and they've got a real problem with Under God, which was added to the Pledge of Allegiance recently, correct?
1950s.
Yeah. During the Red Scare, as I understand it.
Yeah, which it's creepy. It's really creepy. It's creepy enough.
Well, the whole pledge is creepy.
It's creepy enough that you're pledging allegiance to anything.
Right.
Actually,
the state, the flag, but then to add God into the mix, like, it's even worse.
I might have been quoting when the Under God was added to the money. Actually,
it was probably the same time frame, but
probably somewhere nearby.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. You can share your thoughts with us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. So far, residents and business owners in Salem, Massachusetts seem at ease with adding the Satanists to the witches or the witch city's mixed bag of Wiccans, warlocks, and an array of faiths outside of the mainstream. Quote, we've received a total of 4 phone calls about the temple, said Salem Mayor Kimberly Driscoll, or rather said her chief of staff, Dominic Pangallo. They were just expressing concerns or objections, he said. The one issue the city's looking into is whether the temple will operate as a place of assembly in addition to a museum because of possible zoning issues. Until last week, Robert Liani Jr., who owns the Coffee Time Bake Shop down the street, had no idea the Satanic Temple was moving into the building that last housed an insurance brokerage and previously was a longtime funeral home. Liani, who organizes a community pride landscaping competition among business owners in the area, said he doubts the temple will face much backlash. He says, quote, it wouldn't be my favorite thing to put there. It was a little surprising, but I guess we're waiting to see what kind of art they show there. When the newly installed or with newly installed.
H.R. Giger.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a possibility. I think that would fit them for sure. With the newly installed steel bars on the windows and security cameras in place to protect against vandalism, the Satanic Temple will be open during October when approximately 250,000 tourists visit Salem during the Halloween season. That's interesting. Yeah, that's a very strategic time of year to go ahead and open up their temple.
Yeah, so has it said yet if they're, like, charging money for admittance? Are they,
is this
a profit-based type of church?
It doesn't
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, it doesn't give that information here, but I bet we could go and visit the Satanic Temple's website and see if there's maybe a blog post about it. This is just the Boston Globe and their coverage of the fact that this thing is going to exist. It's going to open its doors up this Friday in Salem, Massachusetts, and they're going to be having various different art installations, maybe some film screenings, probably throw a party every now and then would be my guess, and... it's just fascinating. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us if you've got them. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As for locals, anyone with doubts or fears will likely come around in time. According to Lucian Greaves, the spokesperson for the Satanic Temple, he's not worried about public reception. He hopes there's going to be an influx of tourists, which will result in a high volume of temple visitors. Quote, we're not going to be going door-to-door proselytizing. We don't want to cause any controversy in the community in Salem. unless, of course, Salem starts to give preference to one religion or another in their city meetings or, you know, the county meetings or whatever, then absolutely the Satanic Temple will get on their case. And they should. I mean, they really should. They do a great job with that. And I hope some of the, you know, the ultra-religious conservative right-wing folks out there really start to get a clue. Like, stop shoving your religion down other people's throats. I mean,
good luck with that.
They certainly seem to have improved dramatically since, you know, the, 1400s.
Well, I mean, right. I mean, Salem, Massachusetts is an example of that. And it's also an example of, like, on the long term, right? So I was talking about how when you've got these ultra-religious folks shoving their religion down someone's throat or putting it into some sort of state building or on state property or wherever, then you get the Satanic Temple showing up and, you know, basically saying, hey, we demand our equal time. If you're going to give it to them, you got to give it to us. You can see how that happens in a short time frame, but Salem, Massachusetts, is an example of what's happened over the long term. You know, they were executing witches and such back in the day, and now, because of that crackdown, the place has become a haven for witches, and basically it's completely changed 180 degrees from the way that it once was. So that ultra religious crackdown, that fervor, ended up manifesting into the complete opposite of the intentions of the people who otherwise would have loved to have exterminated these people.
I'm on the Satanic Church website right now.
The Satanic Temple or the Satanic Church?
Satanic Temple.
Okay.
They've apparently got something called the After School Satan Club.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was telling you about.
And they say fundamentalist Christian organizations are trying to turn public schools into indoctrination camps for children. With millions in funding and a team of aggressive lawyers, they have been successfully eroding the separation of church and state. Your donation will allow us to expand our campaign to undermine their efforts and enable us to continue to advance campaigns that protect religious pluralism and defend personal sovereignty.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Satanic Temple, a very misunderstood organization. I mean, they can say whatever they want. As long as they have the satanic iconography and everything, then a lot of people just aren't even going to listen to a word that they say. But what they have to say is usually pretty valuable in my experience. What's yours? 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways that you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. Plus, you can also sign up via Bitcoin. And it's a great way to support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, spreading the ideas of liberty around the world 7 days a week. And you can do it for just $5 a month, and we'll take that money in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations all around the country, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Rob in Maryland. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Cody and Johnson. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just about the Satanism in school and everything.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm not a great speaker, so I don't know if I can get my points out.
But, you've called in talk radio, so give it your best shot.
My family is Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we homeschool.
Yes. You're going to have to put sentences together much faster if you want to be able
right,
to.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
Because, the state schools, the government schools haven't represented Christianity for 150 years.
Well, nor should they. I mean, they shouldn't represent.
Right.
If there's going to be a government school, then they shouldn't represent any religion over another religion.
Right. And I
agree
I've
there should
always,
not be a government school.
Yeah. I've always been of the opinion that, let everybody God.
Unfortunately, we totally lost you there. I don't know if you're in a bad cell, if you're indoors or something like that, but could you try repeating that one more time?
I said, like Elijah said, let the true God be God and let you know, don't try to stifle other religions or, you know, just.
Do you think that the Satanic Church is stifling any other religions?
No, but.
No, if anything, it's the it's whichever church gets the privilege of the state that
right.
is stepping on other religions.
It's privilege of the it's the state religion. Christianity isn't the state religion. It's
well, there's also an
the
argument
religion
that
the state is the state.
Right. Right. There's a strong argument that the state itself is a religion, and the belief in it is very, very similar to a belief in a supreme being. Thanks, Rob, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
And I think the similarity is they're both very fear-based, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Worship this thing and be afraid of it. You know, people are actually proud of this idea of being a God-fearing American, which is exactly what you're talking about. You're an American and you're a Christian and you are absolutely terrified of stepping out of line and not doing exactly what you're supposed to because you'll be punished by either going to prison or eternal damnation, which is way worse.
Yeah, whenever either I see way. God-fearing, I just know to swipe left.
Yeah.
So there you go. You're welcome to join us here. 855 450 free. The Satanic Temple going to open up what they're calling the Salem Art Gallery. I'm on their website right now, thesatanictemple.com. This is their from their official press release about this. They're going to open the property to the public. And it doesn't say anything about an admission fee here, Cody. I know you were asking about that. They say that, let's see, in addition to displaying the 1.5-ton statue of Baphomet, TST, the Satanic Temple, will open the property to the public as the Salem Art Gallery, a gallery with a permanent exhibition dedicated to satanic panic, witch hunts, past and present. The space will also host a media room where the organization plans to hold regular lectures, film screenings, educational seminars, and other events. The TST Salem Art Gallery opening will feature Baphomet's sculptor, Mark Porter, who will also present limited edition photographs. In addition, Chris P. Andrus will be exhibiting his armature sculptures.
Selling armature sculptures. That was the only thing, like selling little miniature Baphomets.
Is that what an armature sculpture is?
Well, armature sculptures, I think, are just, they're smaller. I don't know if there can be mass-produced armature sculptures, I believe, are like when you make them on a little wire armature and they're just... They're
armature is a noun, the rotating coil or coils of a dynamo or electric motor or a metal framework on which a sculpture
metal
is
framework.
Molded with clay
right.
or similar material.
Yeah, it's like a clay little framework.
Now, is there any mention of them performing black magic rituals?
Not this weekend.
Oh, but maybe at some point. I mean, we can only hope, right?
So who knows? Yeah, we'll keep an eye on this. They're going to be, I mean, this is pretty close. We could probably drive over there in, what, 2 hours or something? Like
I would be so down.
It's not that far. I wonder if we can get our live remote.
I would be down for that.
Have you interviewed Lucian Greaves
no.
on the show?
No.
I'm telling
that.
You, man, it'd be a great interview.
I bet it would.
It would be a great interview.
We just don't
I
want
to talk
so.
To the guy who does the director. Everybody knows this guy is the weird satanic guy. There's an interview. He's very, very famous in there. He's like, well, the Lord and, you know, Satan. And he just talks very strange.
He's a satanic...
He's not actually. He's actually just kind of a guy who does this bit where he just talks really weird to people. And he's actually a film director.
I think I know what you're talking
but
about.
Everybody knows this guy as the weird satanic guy. And they think that he was a Satanist because he has this kind of weird look to him and the way he dresses.
Doesn't he show up at, like, Comic-Cons
He shows
and
up
stuff?
At cons and different yeah. events. He manages to get on the media and then the news all the time because he can just own... You know, immediately own a segment, you know, of news. And
you don't recall his name?
It's Mark something, I think, but I'm not sure.
Well,
I can find it.
Yeah, if you figure it out, I'd be curious to see. I guess he's got some YouTube videos and that kind of thing.
I've watched it before, Drunk and High, and I'm telling you, it's very entertaining.
So, 855, 450, free. Let's see, Chris Andrus is the artist who will be exhibiting his armature sculptures of Baphomet, which are based on Eliphas Levi's design. And I'm sure more fun will be coming from those folks. You know, the toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I guess that's about all there really is to say about that. They've also got a separate website here, actually, for the Salem Art Gallery. So, upcoming events. Here you go. Private event, autumnal equinox celebration. So they're going to have a pre-opening event, for whatever reason they've put on their public website, even though it's private. September 23rd through December 31st will be the Baphomet exhibition there. So that's going to be going on for a while. So if you're coming to Salem, Massachusetts, anytime in the Halloween season and then towards the end of the year, this thing is going to be happening there. And that's about all they got on their calendar at the moment. Still to come here tonight, let's see, I know, Corey, you wanted to, Cody, you wanted to talk about Corey, as in Corey Feldman.
Yes, I am Team Feldman.
As opposed to Cody Moore.
Right, yeah.
I am Team Feldman. I love what he's done. I love his work.
What has he done? Because you actually, until yesterday, I don't believe, knew who he was.
I knew nothing about the guy because I'm a 90s kid, not an 80s kid. I didn't realize.
Well, that's no excuse. I mean, Renee was born in 1997, and she totally knew who he was.
I guess he was in the Goonies. I've still never seen the actual Goonies movie.
Oh, he was in some vampire movie, too.
The Lost Boys.
He's one of the Lost Boys.
He was in The Burbs, which is one of my favorite 80s movies. And then there were the movies where he was in with the other Corey. So there was Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. And Corey Haim died, I believe, in the 1990s from a drug overdose or something.
Yes. Now, I commented about how much I love this music video, and somebody said the wrong Corey died. I felt terrible. I should give a little background story. So,
Internet.
What you're referring to is Corey Feldman now has a band.
Yes. And Angelic to the Core, I think, is the album that he's been working on for like a decade. He's got a song called Go For It. It's like a cross between dubstep and Michael Jackson. And,
yeah, I noticed he was trying to dance like Michael Jackson. That seemed to be what was going on in that clip.
I noticed that as well. Not only was he dancing like Michael Jackson, he was wearing like a hat that Michael Jackson would have worn as well.
Well, I guess from the little amount that I know, that he actually knew Michael Jackson growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh,
so he must have been heavily influenced and maybe heavily petted, too. I don't know. Yeah.
So you're obsessed with this song.
It's one of those weird things where sometimes something is so bad that it becomes good. And that's what's happened for me. I've become obsessed with the song. But also, there's a part of me that felt bad for him because, he performed live on the Today Show, did a live performance of Go For It. And the criticism really got to him. So he went live on Facebook. He talked about how his emotions were hurting. And I felt bad for him. I really did.
Poor Corey was bad.
He put a lot of work into the song. He believed in it.
I think it was legit. He seemed to be serious about it and, having fun doing it. You can't let the trolls get you down. Hour 2 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.